All right, so welcome everybody to our third Dive Into Meditation class. We are here gathered together in person and via phone, and maybe for you as you're listening to the recording, to just connect with each other, connect with the now, begin to meditate together, and really just become more mindful and more present to all the beautiful gifts, miracles and blessings that are already happening in the now. So to get started, how about we begin by breathing in? So feel free to either lay down comfortably on a mat, on a bed, on the floor, wherever you are, or you can sit comfortably on your chair. Make sure that your spine is straight, whether you're sitting or laying down. Your eyes are closed, the shoulders are relaxed. And let's begin by taking a deep breath in together through the nose, and then slowly exhaling through the nose or your mouth. Inhaling deeply through the nose, and then slowly exhaling. Inhaling deeply one more time. And as you release your breath, give yourself permission to relax, to release anything from your day, anything you might have picked up consciously or unconsciously. Give yourself a break. This is your time to be, to breathe, and to receive. We're asking all our angels and guides to come forward here and now, to be fully present during our time together tonight, or whenever you're listening to this recording, and to surround us, protect us, guide us, and direct us, and ensure that everything that is taking place here tonight serves your highest healing, highest good, and highest joy. I am absolutely knowing that perfect change and positive transformation is already happening for each and every one of you in the most graceful way, in a way that feels almost natural, inherent within you. So we breathe in and we breathe out, remembering that you are completely safe here and now. It is safe for you to release. It is safe for you to relax. And it is absolutely safe for you to just breathe and be. Inhaling deeply through the nose, and then slowly exhaling. Inhaling deeply and exhaling fully. Inhaling deeply, and then exhaling. And as you continue to breathe, you begin to become aware of your body. You begin to tune in to the energy, the vibration, and the sensations within your body. This is a way of scanning inside of you, almost like Superman with his X-ray eyes, except that you are doing it with your feelings, with the sensations that you are noticing within you. With that special power that you already have, that is your clairsentience. That means clear feeling, clear sensing. It's an intuitive power that you already possess within you. So begin by sensing your toes and your feet. And just notice how they're feeling, what's happening with them. Without judging, without labeling, without any criticism, simply noticing, simply becoming aware of where your feet are and how they are feeling now. And as you become aware, you take a deep breath in. And as you exhale your breath, you give thanks and a big wave of gratitude for your feet that allow you to move, to stand, and to do all the activities and the movements that you do in your life. And then you slowly move up from your feet to your ankles, to your shins, and to the calves behind your shins. Focus in this area right here and now. What does it feel like? Is it warm? Is it cold? Is it neutral? Is it tingling? Is it vibrating? Is it associated with a particular color in your mind's eye right now? Just notice. Just breathe. You have thoughts or distractions coming into your mind, it's okay. No need to judge them. No need to label them or criticize them. Just come back to the breath like we always do together. And then gently move up. But before you move up, let's take a deep breath in together. And as you exhale, send some love to your calves, to your shins, and to your ankles right now. Some love, some gratitude. And then we slowly move up to the knees. To the front of the knees, the back of your knees, to every little bone and ligament and tendon and muscle and nerve that's associated with your knees. We tune into this energy, to this vibration, and you just notice what you notice. What are you noticing about your knees right now? How free do they feel? Or how tight? Or how sore? Or how numb? And if your knees were a certain scent, what scent would they be? Would they be citrusy, like a lemon or an orange? Or sweet and juicy, like a ripe peach? What would they be? Begin to connect all your senses with the scanning. And then take a deep breath in through the nose. And as you slowly exhale your breath, send your knees green emerald light of healing, the light of Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing. To take away any stress that you might have put on your knees, either through walking or running or any kind of exercise you might have done recently. And then slowly, very slowly, very peacefully and very gently, move your awareness to your legs, to the back of your legs, your hamstrings, the front of your legs, your quads, the femur bone that runs the entirety of this part of the leg, the head of the femur in your hips, the sacroiliac joint, the sacrum, and of course the butt area as well is encompassed here at this time. And just notice what you notice. You were to notice a color associated with your legs right now. What would that be for you? What would you notice? And then coming back to your behind and the base of your spine, your reproductive organs, your root chakra. Your sacrum again. Just notice what is happening here now. How is it feeling? What sensations are coming forward? If you had a texture associated with this area, what would it be? What would it feel like? Would it feel silky smooth? Or maybe more crunchy, like dried up leaves that have been sitting on the ground after falling from a tree. And take a deep breath in through the nose. And as you exhale, send white light to your legs, to your sacrum, to your reproductive organs, to infuse that region with a sense of safety, to completely remove any fear, any unnecessary attachments that are no longer working for you. Reminding you that you are fully safe right now. It is safe to be here, and it is safe to be who you really are. And slowly moving up to the region underneath your belly button, the lower part of your belly, and your lower back as well. Connect with this area right now, with your second chakra, your second energy center, the center for relationships and creativity. And just connect with this area right now. What are you noticing? How does it feel? What are you seeing inside of you? If you had X-ray vision and you could connect to the organs underneath the layers, what would they look like? What side of your body feels stronger right now? More dominant? See what you see. Feel what you feel. And notice what you notice. And then inhale deeply through the nose. And as you exhale, send the breath of life, the breath of light to this area so that it can heal itself. And it can remember what it means to be whole, perfect, and complete. And slowly begin to bring up your consciousness even higher to your abdomen, your belly, your third chakra. And notice what you notice once again. How does it feel inside? What can you see with your inner eye? If you could have a song or a lyric to a song associated with this area, what would it be? What would you hear right now? What kind of symphony are your cells singing for you? What would it feel like to fully honor your truth? as you let go of stress and powerlessness. Inhaling deeply through the nose, and as you exhale, send this area a big shining sun that feels so warm and so good. You almost want to cuddle with it, knowing that you will not get burnt. You will just feel so warm and so good and so safe, standing in your truth and being who you are. And also sending light to your back in that region as well. And to all the organs of digestion that are right in this area here and now. Infusing your digestion with the fire that it needs to digest and the calm and the coolness that it needs to rest and to regenerate itself. Every organ is balanced, clear and clean right now. As you take your next breath in, move your consciousness and your awareness even higher to the middle of your chest, your breath, your heart center, the front of it and the back of it. And your lungs as well. Notice what you notice. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you feeling? If your heart had a message for you, what would it be? What does your heart want to share with you right now? And then inhale deeply through the nose. And as you slowly exhale, connect with that energy of unconditional love that doesn't judge, that doesn't criticize, and that truly accepts you for who you are. No matter what you say or not say, no matter what you do or not do, connect with this energy that just loves you because you are you. And send love, this unconditional love, to your heart, to your upper back, and to every other part of your body right here and now. Fill yourself up with love to overflowing. Imagine your body vibrating to this energy of love, simply flowing, simply allowing yourself to be who you really are. And then slowly moving up to your throat, your neck, your shoulders, and your arms and hands. And notice what you notice once again. Notice what is happening in this incredible machine that is absolutely miraculous. And if your throat chakra, right in the middle of your throat, had a favorite movie, what would that be? And then inhale deeply through the nose and exhale fully. As you bring love, light, and healing to all these areas, and you release any tension from your neck, releasing any sense of threat, and feeling absolutely safe, expressing your truth. And then finally coming up to the head, very gently with your awareness and your consciousness. And just notice how your ears are feeling. What sensations do you have in your ears, in your nose, in your mouth, in your forehead? Is your forehead relaxed or all wrinkled and tight? Are you breathing? Are you conscious of your breath? Become even more conscious of your breath as you expand the energy, not only inside your head, but also outside of it, your magnetic field. Inhale deeply through the nose, and as you exhale fully, feel that energy expanding outward. So you have this beautiful glow of light that is almost 8 feet high all around you, around your head and around every part of your body now. Expand it outward with your breath. Strengthen the magnetic field around your body with your breath. And then inhale in one more time. And as you exhale, we send this unconditional love and healing energy to all the glands in the brain, to the hypothalamus, to the pituitary gland, who's the master gland that releases the signal for all the hormones in your body to be working perfectly in unison with each other, to the pineal gland, that's your intuitive gland, to the third eye in the middle of your forehead, so that you can see intuitively with your insight. Fill every single cell and every crevice between the cells with big, white, bright light, so you can remember that you are a being of light. You are a being of love. You are strong and you are powerful. And you are good. Connect with your goodness, with your light right now inside of you. And then send it forward with your heart, through your heart, to anybody in your life that could benefit from it. Imagine it as though it's a rainbow of light that's being sent from your heart to the heart of a loved one, a coworker, a client, a friend, a boss, a manager, a teacher, a son, a daughter, a grandchild. Anybody in your life is blessed by your love, healing, and light right now. You are a powerful healer when you consciously connect your awareness to your breath and presence, which is happening in them now. There is nobody more powerful than you when you are fully centered, focused, present, and connected to the spark of divinity within you. So step into this power, connect with the spark, and then send it forward to any part of our planet or this world that might be in need of healing right now. Let your breath, your power, your love dissolve any boundaries, any labels, any sense of separation or disconnection in our world. Let your power heal. Let your one breath be the catalyst for change in our world. And then continue to inhale slowly and exhale fully for the next few minutes in silent meditation. Stay laying down or seated, whichever way you've been throughout this guided meditation, and connect with the silence within you. begin to bring your awareness very gently back to your body. Back to the bed or floor beneath you or the chair you're sitting on. You can gently wiggle your toes or move your fingers. Slowly move your head very, very gently from side to side. Become aware once again of the sensations in your body. You can become fully present and aware to here and now. And when you feel ready and able, slowly, very slowly, open up your eyes. To be fully present, awake, alert, and aware right now. And if you were laying down gently, very carefully, and very slowly, bring yourself up to a sitting position when you're ready, please. If you have water next to you, you might want to drink a little bit of water because we moved a lot of energy through the guided meditation. That was not even my intention. I had intended to just do a little 5-minute centering, but apparently this is what our group needed right now, so I'm grateful. And let's just check in. How are you doing? How are you feeling? What are you noticing? What is changing for you? Who would like to share what's going on with you right now?
Very relaxed and, you know, just feeling like unwound.
Very relaxed.
I'm a ball of white energy.
You're what? A ball of white energy. Thank you. Did you want to share anything? You don't have to. Of course, sharing is always optional. Very relaxed, ball of white energy. Beautiful. And what did you experience as you were tuning into different parts of your body and you were scanning? What was that like for you? What did it feel like to go within and to begin to feel the sensations or to picture it with your inner eye? Was it easy? Was it hard? Did it change throughout the meditation? Did it shift the way you were feeling? What kind of experiences were you having? I guess I shouldn't expect people to talk after a long guided meditation like that. I get it. We'll just talk telepathically with our minds. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Just tell me. Okay. I got it. Oh, good. Okay. So it's good. It's good to be relaxed, and it's good to be in the state of, feels like centeredness, oneness, connection. At least that's how I'm feeling right now. I can't speak for you, but the energy of the room here has definitely shifted since we got started. Okay, so opening up the floor, if we have any questions about anything that has to do with meditation or mindfulness or anything you want to share about your practice so far, your experience, anything. Any questions, any comments are welcome right now. And then we're going to finish it with a new way of breathing that I will show you after we're done with questions and comments. Questions, comments? Note to self, make questions and comments prior to guided meditation next time. Check. Okay, so are we practicing meditation? Because that's the thing. It's, you know, we have ups, we have downs, we have challenges, we have things that come up in life, but are we committing and are we doing the practice? Because that's what's really important. Even if it's just 1 or 2 minutes a day, it's really imperative that you make the commitment, you show up just like you showed up here tonight, whether in person or on the phone or when you're listening to the recording, and that you do it. Just do it, just like the Nike commercial. Because, again, just like yoga, it's a practice, and the more that we do it, the better a habit it creates, and the more that you're going to notice you being more mindful and present for all the moments in your life, not just when you're meditating on your mat or on your cushion or on your chair or on your bed. So I highly suggest you to encourage you to keep on practicing, to keep on showing up for that meditation. If you could do the 7 minutes that we agreed on in the beginning of the class, awesome. And if not, just do whatever you can. Just give it your best and know that that's your best and that you're doing what you can, and that's good for now. You can always do better, but accept where you are and then take it from there. Okay, if we don't have any other questions, let's finish with a special breathing exercise, a pranayama that I've been just incorporating into my practice for the past 3 days, and it's really made a big difference, so I thought I would share it with you. This pranayama comes from different kinds of yoga, definitely in Kundalini yoga, but Hatha yoga, Hatha 2, and a lot of, you know, just yoga period. It's called Sitali Pranayama. And it's a very, very, very powerful way of breathing and meditating with that breath. It's a very cooling breath. It is a breath that allows you to heal your digestive system as well as your adrenals, kidneys, and your liver. It releases toxicity that is present in those organs. And it also helps you cool fever. If you ever have a fever, it's a great breath to do to help you cool fever as well. And so I'm going to show you and I'm going to explain to you how to do it, and then we're going to do it together. And Yogi Bhajan, the master that brought Kundalini Yoga to the West, says that it's really ideal if you were to do it 26 times in the morning and 26 times before you go to sleep. If you don't want to follow that, that's okay. Just maybe do it for 2 minutes. You know, so out of the 7 minutes that you're meditating, maybe for the next week, just try 2 minutes with a timer of the Sitali breath. And just notice what it does for you. It is a great breath to use to cool anger. Like if you're feeling really angry about, I don't know, maybe the way your boss treated you or the news that you just saw or something that happened in government nowadays. Use this breath. It will let you release the anger and really cool it from the inside out, which is also, of course, very beneficial for the liver as well. So we are sitting in easy pose with the legs crossed or on a chair. Just make sure your spine is fully erect, your shoulders are relaxed, your chin is slightly pulled in, and your eyes will be closed, but before you close your eyes, you can watch me if you've never done this before. And if you're listening on the phone or listening to the recording, this is the way you do it. So you stick your tongue out, and then you roll your tongue. So each side of your tongue is rolled. It's almost like you're making a straw with your tongue like this. So it's slightly outside of your lips. And so the inhale happens through the tongue. And the exhale happens through the nose. So keep the tongue out when you're exhaling. And then exhale through the nose. So inhale through the rolled tongue. And then exhale through the nose. Inhaling through the rolled tongue. And exhaling through the nose. Let's continue to do it at your own pace with your eyes closed and the gaze looking upward and inward. Just do 26 at your own count. So an inhale and an exhale counts as one. So continue to breathe at your own pace with the Sitali Pranayam. And then Yogi Bhajan says that this breath gives you power, strength, and vitality. So whenever you get a fever, sickness, discomfort, do this breath. Practice it, breathing it in this way. It is a cure from within. At first, your tongue might taste a little bitter, but with practice, the taste of the tongue will become sweet. Once it becomes sweet, you will have overcome all sickness inside of you. People who practice this way of breathing have all things come to them by the planetary ether. In mystical terms, they are served by the heavens. When you finish your 26th one, simply inhale deeply through the nose this time. And then exhale fully through the nose. Again, bring your awareness and your attention back to here and now. Slowly open up your eyes when you're ready. You're probably pretty blissed out by now. Feeling pretty relaxed and peaceful. That's my guess, judging by the energy in our group right now. So chances are you're probably going to have an amazing night's sleep. You'll be relaxed. You'll be restful. But sometimes when we work a lot with the breath and relaxation, the opposite can actually be true because you released so much energy and you open up all your channels, so you actually might become a little bit hyper, a little bit more active, and it might be a little more difficult for you to go to sleep. So if that's the case, I'm being shown to show you this, which is another breath that's so useful, not just before you go to bed, but any time that you're feeling nervous, anxious, or fearful in your life. This is so easy to do, and just 2 minutes of this breath can make a huge, huge, huge change in your life. So to do this, you're simply going to bring your right thumb to cover your right nostril. Let's all do it together right now. And just inhale deeply through your left nostril. And then exhale through the left. So inhaling and exhaling through your left nostril. Just do 5 rounds of this to get a feel of it. You can close your eyes if you like. So if for whatever reason you're feeling hyper right before you need to go to sleep tonight, and you're feeling like all your channels have been open and you're very energetic, this left nostril breathing will help you relax, become center, and it will help you go to sleep easily and peacefully. So anytime that you need that sense of peace and relaxation, overcoming stress, anxiety, or fear, do this left nostril breathing. And for our next week, until we get together, this next 7 days, feel free to practice Sitali Pranayam or left nostril breathing or the breath that we practiced last week to get a meditative mind. You pick the breath. You can even just breathe in and out of the nose. No big deal. The most important thing is not so much how you're doing it, but that you're showing up and you're doing it. Right? So are there any questions, any comments, anything you'd like to share before we close our class together tonight? What? The phone is on mute? No. Still going. Okay, so let's take a deep breath in together, giving full gratitude for our time here tonight and for all the change and transformation that is happening inside of each and every one of us and the cosmic ripples of change that are happening positively everywhere in our planet just because we decided to take this time for ourselves to get centered, to become more peaceful, and to meditate. So let's inhale deeply together. And then as you exhale, send your love once again, your light and your healing to each and every corner of the planet, of the world, that can benefit from it right now. Have a beautiful night. Remember to meditate, to become present with your breath. And we'll meet again exactly a week from now, same place, same time. Satnam, namaste. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.